The K-State Ag Research Center is preparing for their upcoming field days. Department head Bob Gillen talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. We've got kind of a really cool topic we're going to hit on today, and it's the virtual field day or field days. You want to just tell us a little bit about what's going on first?
Sure. For probably just about forever, we've always had a fall field day at the Ag Research Center Hayes, usually in late August, where we would, have folks come in, the public come in, and we would take them around and show them all of our field projects. And we'd also usually have some indoor presentations. We would also always do a similar field day at our Garden City station, usually the day after. Well, in the era of COVID-19, we don't feel like it would be a good idea to bring a moderately large group of folks together, even if we were going to be outside part of the time. And so we needed to adjust, just like so many other agencies, organizations, and businesses have, and we're going to have those field days in a virtual format this year. It'll be our first time.
So what differences, will there be going virtual compared to what you do in person?
Yeah, well, the main thing will be that the day won't be as long, or the overall field day won't be as long, James. So normally we would start about 9 in the morning, and we would go out in the field and look at the crops and the experiments close up until noon, have lunch, and then have several presentations in the afternoon. Well, that we don't feel like that would work very well in a virtual format, so we're actually going to have 4 presentations, so probably about half as many as we normally would in one of our field days, and we're going to start those at noon, and then we will carry those through till 1:30, and that will be the end of it. So folks could tune in while they're having a little lunch and get caught up on some of the most current things that we're doing. We'll also record these, and we'll have them available for later viewing on our website. So that in that way, we give us an opportunity, I think, to get those presentations and that information out maybe in a little to a broader audience even than normal, and give everybody a little more flexibility as well.
Yeah, I like that. And I've heard that a lot with organizations that have been shifting events online, that they seem to be getting a lot more people actually able to watch or attend just because of that distance piece. They don't have to travel. They can just dial it up.
Exactly right. And, just gives a lot more flexibility. And one thing I think it'd be, really interesting this year is if there's a particular topic at our Garden City Field Day that the folks in West Central Kansas would like to listen to, but wouldn't normally go down to Garden City for that field day, they could come on the next day during the noon hour and watch those, or watch them later, and vice versa. Some of the folks down in Southwest Kansas maybe would be interested in one of the presentations at Hayes. They wouldn't normally travel up to the field day, but they'll have a chance to see that information now in our virtual format. So we think that could be give us some advantages as well.
Yeah, very cool. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what the presentations are going to be about this year?
Sure. I don't think I've actually said the days either. August 26th will be the virtual field day for the Hayes Research Station. And again, it'll be from noon to 1:30. And some of our speakers that day will be our weed scientist, Dr. Vipin Kumar, is going to talk about new herbicide-tolerant crop traits and give us the best, latest updates on weed control management for our cropping systems in western Kansas. Dr. Paramal, our sorghum breeder, will be talking about some sorghum genetics and hybrids to allow earlier planting in grain sorghum. Dr. Michaud, our entomologist, is going to give a presentation on how temperature from one year to the next affects insect populations, and then, of course, also whether that would affect control methods. And then our soil scientist, Augustine O'Bor, is going to talk about dual-use cover crops in western Kansas for not only for forage production, but also for soil health. Some really interesting work that he's been doing over the last four or five seasons. So that's our lineup for the Hayes Virtual Field Day, James.
Very cool. Yeah, and I think we've talked to each of those folks here on KAYS at least once this year about those topics, and really interesting stuff.
I think you're right. As I look back, at least over the last 8 or 9 months, I think every one of those faculty members have been in the studio or on the phone with you, right?
Yeah, and you know, it always blows me away when any of you folks from down there come in. The not only the quality of the research, but the practical applications. It always seems like there's something huge that can come out of this research, and I'm sure you guys are just excited to get that out into the hands of the actual producers, right?
Well, we are. Our folks, because we're at a research station off campus, we're out closer to the producers, and everybody has a focus on things that can be applied, you know, today or next week or next month by the producers. We always try to focus on real problems that producers are facing, you know, right now or in the near future. And our folks also really feel like if they want their information to be utilized. And so to do that, we need to get it out into the hands of as many folks as we can. And they're always excited to have that opportunity to do that, James.
Yeah. Where can people go if they want to get the information or get the links to tune into these things?
Yeah, that's obviously an excellent question, and we don't quite have that nailed down yet. We're still making arrangements on what platform we're going to put this on, and trying to get our links and all such settled up. And so we probably won't know until early next week, but it will be, we're going to have PR stuff out. We'll be sending stuff out to local media outlets on the links, and we'll also have it on our website, and that is wkarc.org. So wkarc.org. We'll have those links posted on there, but we'll also be getting those links blasted out here, I'm sure, early next week.
Okay, very cool. And I'll try to remember, when I see that come in, I'll post it up on the KAYS Facebook page. So if you're a fan with us on the radio station page, you can also get the links there.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that help. You bet. That'd be great.
I want to move on to, we've got another thing we want to hit on real quick, just a quick topic change. But before we do that, anything else people you think need to know about this field day coming up?
No, I don't think so. Again, August 26th for the Hayes Field Day from noon to 1:30. And then I would just mention that the Garden City one will be the very next day, August 27th, also from noon to 1:30. Down there, we'll also be talking about some cover crop research and some entomology updates, just to add a little bit there. I think there could be some things of interest at that virtual field day as well.